No.
Okay, okay. So then what?
Well, then, so I take it to the next level.
So you mean you start, like, beating him up, pulling off his fingernails, gouging out his eyes, stuff
well,
like that?
No, not exactly.
All right, what did you do?
Okay, the next level is we go to the panties.
The panties?
Yes, sir.
Okay, could you elaborate a little bit? I mean, what do you do with the panties?
We make him put them on his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, did that work?
Well, he did start talking at that point.
So he told you where Zarqawi was hiding.
No.
Okay.
But,
so what did he tell you?
Well, he asked where we got the panties, where they were from.
Where were they from?
Well, we told him Victoria's Secret, but to be perfectly honest, I'm not really sure.
Okay. What else did you get? Did he give you any good intelligence information?
No. But he did start asking us a lot of other questions.
Like what?
Well, like whether the panties were new or used.
So, which was it?
Well, they were used. And he wanted to know if they'd been washed, you know, since the last time the girl had worn them, the girls whose panties they were. And then he started asking all kinds of questions about the girl and what she looked like, and he wanted to meet her and stuff like that.
Did you get any useful information out of the guy?
After we took the panties off his head, I said to him, okay, now, if you don't tell me what I want to know, I'm going to put the panties back on your head again. So he says, oh, okay, who's this guy you're looking for? So I say, you know who we're looking for. Where's Zarqawi? And he says, I've never heard of him. Which I know is a lie, because I have a picture of him with Zarqawi cutting off someone's head.
So at any point, did he give you any actionable intelligence information?
Not as such. No, I don't. No, not really.
So your so-called interrogation techniques basically were totally ineffective.
Well, in your opinion, they may have been ineffective. But
well, so is that is. That, is there anything else?
Well, actually, the next day, this guy starts asking me about the panties again. He was obviously terrified that we were going to put the panties on his head again.
So did you?
No.
You know, Sergeant, I got to tell you, you know, I don't really get this. I don't see what's so terrible about putting panties on someone's head.
Well,
I mean, to tell you the truth, it wouldn't bother me if you put panties on my head. In fact, you could put panties on my head all day and it wouldn't bother me.
You just don't understand, Jim. There are psychological pressures involved. I mean, in Islamic culture...
With all due respect, Sergeant, that's a lot of bull. I'll tell you the truth. There have been more than one occasion when I put panties on my own head.
Well, to be perfectly honest, Jim, I've put panties on my head a few times, too. But, I mean, I think we've all done that, really. I mean, who hasn't had a few moments of guilty pleasure parading in front of the mirror with panties on his head, okay?
In front of the mirror?
Why, you've never put panties on your head in front of the mirror?
Okay, but we've really gotten a little off track here. The point is this. Saddam used to cut out people's tongues and torture and mutilate little children in front of their parents. So the best you guys can come up with is leashes and pyramids and panties. It's pathetic. I mean, it turns out you interrogators are just a bunch of pansies. It's depraved.
Mr. Greenfield, have you ever served in the military?
Well, not actively as such. I've played paintball, but...
And you've never dodged bullets in Baghdad or faced a prison full of trained terrorists who want to cut your head off, have you, sir?
So what's your point?
The point is that you can sit there behind your little microphone feeling like you're a brave guy because you're not afraid to shoot your mouth off. But how brave do you think you'd be out there in the desert with a bunch of sand monkeys with AK-47 trying to blow your head off? And how long do you think your right to shoot your mouth off is going to last if there are guys like me, guys who have the guts to put panties on terrorists' heads?
Look, pal, I'm just trying to get at the truth.
The truth? You can't handle the truth.
So what are you, Jack Nicholson?
Okay, you got Harold.
Harold, who was that guy?
What guy?
Don't act like an idiot. You know what guy.
Oh, Charles Grainer?
That wasn't Charles Grainer. That was some Nimrod.
Wait, he's not a Nimrod. He's an actor.
I don't believe this. I tell you to get Charles Grainer, you get me an actor.
Well, I tried, but I couldn't get Grainer.
So you get me an actor? How much credibility do you think I have left with my audience?
With all due respect, Jim, how much credibility do you think you have with your audience anyway?
Well, this didn't help.
Well, what's the big deal?
Where'd you find that idiot?
Where else am I going to find someone who will line up guests for $5?
Well, I could line up guests.
For $5?
No. I don't think so.